another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 4 with verses 10 through 13. And whoever enters into God's rest, rest from his own works as God did from his. Therefore, let us strive to enter into that rest, so that no one may fall after the same example of disobedience. Indeed, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than a two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. No creature is concealed from him, but everything is naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must render an account. We too must rest like God, keeping our disobedience in check by living God's word, penetrating the souls and spirits of others just like a two-edged sword penetrates the flesh. Amen. We can come to understand and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart by watching the reaction of those who seem lost in part. The Word of God allows you to see things exposed. For Him, it's truth. We have no other way to see one's reactions to life situations that gives us a good indication of whether or not you are entering into God's rest by your practice, prayer, and proclamation of God's Word. Today we will reflect on the Catechist just as a sample of what our faith teaches regarding God's truth. Amen. In Catechist paragraph 107 we learn, the inspired books teach the truth, since therefore all that the inspired authors or sacred writers affirm should be regarded as affirmed by the Holy Spirit. We must acknowledge that the books of Scripture firmly, faithfully, and without error, teach that truth which God, for the sake of our salvation, wished to see confided to the sacred Scriptures. And in paragraph 108, we listen to our church leaders describe Scripture as living and incarnate. Still, the Christian faith is not a religion of the book. Christianity is the religion of the Word of God, a word which is not a written and mute word, but the word which is incarnate and living. If the Scriptures are not to remain a dead letter, Christ, the eternal Word of the living God, must, through the Holy Spirit, open our minds to understand the Scriptures. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for our children each day, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. And Lord, we're praying for those who are in silence, getting ready to enter the church. May they receive their baptism, their confirmation, and First Communion in the breath of the Holy Spirit, inspired by the Word of God, as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, we pray for Ukraine as we do each day, Lord. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-filled, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 4. It's the two-edged sword, sharp scripture. We're in verses 10 through 13. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Spirit and Soul, Penetrator of Greed. The rest of God enter, whoever, rest from works, just like God. Rest his stride, all to enter, clever. Smart the example, disobedience, uncoerced, never. Effective in living God's word and deed, two-edged sword, razor sharp to concede, spirit and soul, penetrator of greed, heart thoughts and reflections discern we breed. Him concealed from creature none, exposed and naked as the eyes of the sun, account render must he, not a soul will he shun, for our Lord must protect what he has begun. Amen. I'm Tom Shilkers Wiggins. It's April 8th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're closing up today at about 7:04. That's 7 minutes and 4 seconds. Hope you are listening to the Word of God and preparing for your Easter vigil. And may God give you blessings and courage to share His Word at all times and in all situations. We ask for prayers of special intention as we move into this Friday. May the Lord bless us, as we always do to our good friends John and Marie. God bless you guys. Have an awesome day in the name of Jesus and the Lord.